Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday night meltdown has begun. We got a full house. Mo Khan will step up and in. George Kurtz will kick it with us. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, throws it down with us as well as we unpack. Dun, 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 dun. Monday night to football. You know, they've had, like, all kinds of versions. What is it with country music and football anyways? What do they think? That, like, only people like country music like football? You notice that? Like, it's always country music. Are you ready for some football? You know, why don't they have, like, a metal version? Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. It's always Sunday night football tonight. Yeah, whatever. All right, I don't know. Maybe you should play some hip-hop and some rap. I don't know. Considering like 80% of the league is black, I'm just saying, you know, and I'm not talking about Drake, all right? I'm not talking about Drake, because Drake sucks, all right? Let's just get that out of the way right now. I might be a Raptor fan, but I don't care. That's strong words. He doesn't suck. He's just boring. He's just boring, all right? Well, it wasn't boring. The football game wasn't boring. It was a stress job. It was a roller coaster, all right? It was a roller coaster. And 35-17 final score. We cash the teaser. Detroit Lions tease to the over. We lose the plus 14. Man, it was there, man. We let them off the hook. You want to clown their ass? You clown their ass. We play them every year. The Green Bay Packers and the Green Bay Packers. Turning point of the football game was when they went for it. You know, there was no need to go for it, man. You know, you were down 21-17. It's not like there was 5 minutes left in the game. And, of course, once I knew Greasy and Riddick were all on board, I was like, yeah, this is even worse, Carl. This is even worse. All right? It's like when Cliff Kingsbury came into the National Football League, and it was reported that he allows players to have cell phone breaks during practice. Basically, like every 30 minutes in the Arizona Cardinals practices, everybody gets 5 minutes to go check their phone if they want. And when I heard this, I thought it was the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life. And then I saw Stephen A. Smith rant about it, how he thought it was the stupidest idea ever. And then I was like, oh, man, maybe I'm wrong about this. And then I saw Rob Gronkowski say, Bill Belichick's been doing that for years. So, Bill Belichick, the big hard ass, has cell phone breaks in his practice, right? You must evolve with the times. But the Detroit Lions, they don't evolve. They'll Detroit you. I got Detroited tonight. I got Detroited. There's some sentences in life that don't end well. All right? Will you marry me? I like the Detroit Lions tonight. I'm going to bet on the Toronto Blue Jays. There's some sentences, they don't end well. And, you know, betting on the Detroit Lions is one of them. But we did cover the teaser. Hey, we hit a bunch of props. Oh, yeah. It's the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Are we having fun yet? It's the Monday night meltdown. We got a full house. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, will join us. SI.com. George Kurtz kicks it with us from Long Island. Mo Khan kicks it with us as well. TSN Radio, we run the gauntlet. Tonight we talk football and we talk baseball because it is that time of the year. Basketball and hockey are around the corner. It was the Aaron Jones show tonight. Aaron Jones becomes the first player to score four touchdowns on Monday Night Football since Marshall Faulk in the year 2000. And we were lucky enough to work with Marshall Faulk a couple of years ago, and I learned more about football in that year working with Marshall than I've learned in 20 years watching and doing this show alone. All right? Man, you want to learn football? Hang around with Marshall. That guy should be a coach. All right? So, yeah, listen, Aaron Jones went off. Aaron Jones had a career-high three receiving touchdowns tonight. Jones, the first running back with three receiving touchdowns in a game since Danny Woodhead in 2015. Aaron Rodgers, big night tonight. And you know what? If you just look at the final score of this game, it's a little bit deceptive. This was a football game that got away from the Detroit Lions in the end of the third quarter, then into the fourth quarter, because after all, they are the Detroit Lions. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. There's some sentences in life that doesn't end well. Doesn't end well. I like the Cleveland Browns. I like the Detroit Lions plus the points. Will you marry me? Can I get a couple of shots of Jagermeister? Like, there's just certain things that if you say out loud, it's like, oh yeah, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. So yeah, we've got a full house here this evening. We're breaking it down. We're talking football. There's a ton of injuries in the National Football League. Surprisingly enough, Carson Wentz is injured. No. This ends his Iron Man streak of one.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
You know, like, really? Like, you know, I used to think that Frank Reich was some sort of football genius and stuff like that, but I'm starting to really wonder about this guy. Like, if you think that, like, that guy's good, then I gotta wonder about your sanity, bro. But how the hell can I call anyone insane? I just bet on the Detroit Lions. We did win the teaser, though. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
But you don't. You say you will, but you won't.
We let him off the hook. I think the Detroit Lions let the Green Bay Packers off the hook tonight. And I think the turning point was when Coach Campbell decided to go for it. There was no need to go for it. You have to think about the big picture. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's the Monday Night Meltdown, Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to everybody tuning in San Diego, Los Angeles, Southern California, on a mighty air 1090 right now. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates as well. So, close football game. It's a close football game. It's 21-17. The Packers take the lead for the first time in the third quarter. And Detroit responds by marching down the field. It's a 4th-and-1 from like the 20 or whatever it was. And there was no reason to panic and go for it, right? You kick the field goal. You got to think, like, as a gambler, I think we think about the worst-case scenario more than coaches do. And if you're the coach of the Detroit Lions, you have to think, listen, we're two touchdown underdogs here. We're battling.
We're playing well. We got pressure. There's kind of some tension in the stadium right now. We make it a one-point game. We're in this game. And we make it a one-point game. They score a touchdown. We're only down 28-20. We go for it. We don't get this because we know we won't because we're the Detroit Lions. And then they score, and then suddenly we're down 11. And then if we give up another touchdown, we're down 18. The game's over. Like, that's on Coach Campbell. And I would have kicked a field goal. It wasn't fourth and short. There was no reason to think you were going to pick it up. And then the play call sucked. And then the wheels, you know, they fell off. Everything fell apart for the Detroit Lions. But, hey, you know what's crazy? I said, what was my score? I said 38-17. It ended up being 35-17. But I got caught up in the hype of the Lions tonight coming into this game thinking they could pull off the cover. We hit the teaser. Lions plus 19 to the over. We lose the Lions plus 14. And I will say about Jared Goff, Jared Goff played like a Pro Bowler in the first half, and he played like crap. What's the word I'm looking for? The second half was a train wreck. The first half, he was great. Let's bring in Mo Khan. Mo Khan's always great. TSN Radio steps up. Mo Khan. What's up, Mo?
I'm well. Yourself, Gabe?
I'm doing all right, Mo. We're doing all right. So, as I was telling people, this game, 35-17, it was closer than the final score would indicate. The wheels completely fell off. Listen, the Packers dialed it up in the second half, but a couple of plays here, a couple of plays there, and this is a much closer football game. I think, you know, if you look at the Detroit Lions, they are going in the right direction. But they could have covered the point spread. I think they could have. I really would have kicked that field goal. I'm not just saying because they didn't get it. If, you know, there was no reason to panic, Mo. Just take the points, make it 21-20. That was the turning point of the football game.
Yeah, in hindsight, and that fourth and one, they could have taken the three and see what happens from that point. But, Gabe, you know very well, when you're going up against Aaron Rodgers and this Packer offense, the Eagles won't beat you. You need to score touchdown for touchdown with the Packers. And I think that's what Dan Campbell thought was going to be the case. In the end, yes, they did score 35 points, but I thought Dan Campbell had a great game plan for the first half where they punched the Packers in the mouth multiple times and really made them confused on offense for what they had to do, even on defense, for example, with what the Packers were trying to throw at the Lions in that sense. And I just think in the second half, the adjustments were not made by the Lions to adapt to what the Packers threw at them in that position. But again, I think Dan Campbell had the right approach, but unfortunately could not execute that fourth and one, and you just saw them deflate pretty much from that point onwards. But you're right, Dan Campbell is having his team on the right track. But you wonder, though, Gabe, in 2-3 years' time from now, is Dan Campbell going to be the right guy for whoever that quarterback will be if they draft one either next year or 2 years down the road? So this was definitely a learning lesson for the Lions, but for the Packers, a much-needed win for Aaron Rodgers to move forward to San Fran in Week 3.
Yeah, they get some confidence. But let me ask you that then, Mo. Are you buying in? Is everything okay right now? We saw Aaron Rodgers, a.k.a. CM Punk, is, you know, they're dead ringers for each other now. We saw CM Punk on the sidelines after, and he was all smiles. You could see he was all smiles. He was talking to his teammates like everything was great and all that. Well, whatever. They should win the game tonight, and they did. But as you just stated, they've got a real tough test. And I'll tell you what, Mo, Aaron Rodgers has not done well returning home. Like, going home has not been something that's worked out well for Aaron Rodgers in the past. So big time spot. We've seen him lose in the playoffs time and time again in San Francisco or against San Francisco. He hasn't done well against the Niners, and he hasn't done well in the Bay Area either.
No, and you're right. Except for last year when the Niners were a complete injury plagued MASH unit, where they won on Thursday Night Football. You're right, Gabe. He's not done well in the Bay Area facing the Niners. And I think the key for this Packers team will be this O-line. Because, Gabe, when you look at it right now, you lost Corey Linsley to the Chargers through free agency. David Bakhtiari still banged up from the knee injury he suffered in the playoffs last season. So that's two key pieces that's going to be missing. And guess who lines up at those two key spots, right? Eric Armstead, Nick Bosa, you got Javon Kinlaw. They have a lot of monsters on that front four for San Fran. If they can't protect Aaron Rodgers against that front four, this could be a very long game for that Packer offense that might look like how they were in Week 1 against the Saints, where they couldn't move the ball at any given moment of those four quarters.
It's Sunday Night Football, and it's The San Francisco 49ers are 3.5-point favorites in this game. So the odds makers believe that San Francisco is the better team. And, guys, we've talked about it. It used to be threes, man. They don't do it at threes anymore. Now it's all about the 3.5, 3.5, 3.5. It's like they want you to buy it or, you know, they want you to pay the price for it. But big-time game. Right now it's early in the week, so... You know, it's not fair to ask you for your best bet on this game, but what's your initial lean and opinion on this Sunday nighter with the Packers and the 49ers? Who do you like?
I think the Niners look, Dave, as I told you 2 weeks ago, I really like the Niners this season. I really believe they have the team in place. Let's not forget, though, they, too, are banged up with the injury bug, losing two more guys over the weekend in Philadelphia. So I want to see what the injury report will be by Wednesday, if some guys will be questionable at minimum, if not probable, for the game on Sunday Night Football. But I would definitely lean on that 3.5 for the Niners right now because, again, being a home game primetime, first game of the year for San Fran at home, you know that crowd's going to be really amped up to play against a bitter rival in Green Bay.
Yeah, San Francisco, I haven't played a home game yet, guys. Two wins on the road, nice start to the season for them. And, you know, the game of the week next week, and everyone's fired up, and including myself, for this one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Angeles Rams. So we got some great football, guys, some late football with Tampa Bay and L.A. at 4:25 Eastern time, rolling right into the Sunday nighter with the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. What's your initial lean and impression on the Los Angeles Rams and Tampa Bay Buccaneer game, Mo?
Well, I this is going to be the question for this Rams secondary. Can they lock up with that deep and talented Bucs receiving core, right? You got Jalen Ramsey, who probably will line up with Godwin at most times here and take away one side of the field. So if you take away Godwin from that field, that means you have Mike Evans, Gronkowski, O.J. Howard, these guys like that, Scotty Montgomery included. Can the Rams have the horsepower?
There's so many of them.
Exactly. Do they have the horsepower in the secondary to lock up with them? I'm curious to see how the Bucs will go about blocking Aaron Donald if they go double team, maybe triple team, and that might open up the avenue for everyone else on that D-line. So there's some fascination with that game here, and that's why that Rams second.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
They have to be on their toes, playing a much deeper, and you can see it play-by-play game since last year when they got smoked by the Saints on Sunday Night Football. This receiving core is locked in step with Tom Brady, and that's going to be a key matchup, I believe, for that Rams-Bucks team on Sunday afternoon.
I believe that if you have a precise passing attack and an elite quarterback, you can throw the ball on the Rams, and I think that Tampa will be able to. More with Mo Khan on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners. And I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of Miami versus
Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Not
Cincinnati.
Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 204, and more. We're kicking it with Mo Khan right now. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com, will join us a little bit later on. George Kurtz will join us from New York City. We've got some a lot of stuff to break down with George Kurtz. Mo Khan kicking with us right now. We got a great slate of football in week three, Mo, in the National Football League. We were talking about the Sunday nighters. So the Green Bay Packers win tonight 35-17. Yet life doesn't get any easier for Green Bay or Detroit this week. The Green Bay Packers, 3.5-point underdogs in San Francisco Sunday night football. And meanwhile, the Detroit Lions get the Baltimore Ravens, Mo, like of all teams that the Lions have to play. It is in Detroit, but I don't really think it matters all that much. So let me ask you, Mo, everybody loved that, the video of Harbaugh asking Lamar Jackson, do you want to go for it? And some people actually, a lot of people actually, like, believing that's real, like that he was asking him, and that was the decision. Now, you played football, Mo, so the way I saw that, listen, Harbaugh is the coach. He's not asking anybody anything. And Harbaugh already had his mind made up. Mo, that's him saying, yo, you want to go for it? Let's go. Let's get this. You know what I mean? It's like seeing your boys. Yo, we're going to make some money today or what? Right? We going out for some drinks? That's what he was saying. You want to go for it? You want to win this effing game? Let's go. He wasn't asking him. He was telling him. You know what I mean, Mo? Do you agree? Like, he wasn't like, oh, okay, if Lamar says no. And does anyone really think Lamar was going to say no, Mo? Like, oh, no. I'm scared. I won't get it. I'm Lamar Jackson. I rush for 100 yards a game. I can't get a yard. Come on, man. Harbaugh knew he was going for it. He was just getting Lamar fired up, Mo.
He definitely was, Gabe. And look, the reality was, had that game gone any further with the Chiefs in control of that football game, KC would have won it, right? Now you have Lamar Jackson in that position. Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, the running back, the receiver, the offensive line all in one. Because quite frankly, when you have...
Oh, you couldn't give him the ball back.
As Baltimore has.
No, yeah, exactly.
But as Baltimore has so many guys in the IR, Gabe, like, they had no other option. Because if they punt that ball away to Patrick Mahomes at offense, they probably would have scored the game-winning field goal because they had the clock in control with the three timeouts being executed at that moment, and then that would have been game over for Lamar Jackson. And the question today, if that was the case, is Lamar Jackson a big-time quarterback? He made a big-time play, Gabe. In that fourth quarter, the Baltimore defense came up big and shut out the Chiefs' offense 12-0. But more importantly, though, Lamar Jackson controlled the tempo because quite frankly, Steve Spagnuolo, the DC of the Chiefs, didn't have an effective game plan in the fourth quarter to get to Lamar Jackson. And I wonder now for the Chiefs, do they have a legitimate pass rush that can get to the best quarterbacks in this conference? And with Lamar Jackson being a one-man show, they couldn't stop them, as did the Raiders last Monday night here. So this was a huge win, a statement win by the Baltimore Ravens, because if they go down to 0-2 in this conference of the AFC, that is, I don't know if they make the playoffs, given how the Raiders jumped out to a 2-0 start, as has the Broncos and the Browns being 1-1. So this was a big win from a mental standpoint for the Baltimore Ravens at home on primetime football against the Chiefs.
No, it really was. It's a good way of putting it. Mo Khan with us. Yeah, one thing too, and everyone's always going to talk about Lamar Jackson, and when they do, they're going to talk about him rushing and his legs. But I was impressed, Mo. He made a lot of nice throws last night. You know what I mean? Like, nice throws, accurate throws, correct reads in the pocket. He didn't just automatically take off all the time. I've always thought that it's sort of like 50-50 in the sense that, yes, he could be better in reading defenses, and he could be better in hitting the open man quicker. But at the same point in time, I've also thought he doesn't exactly, like you mentioned, like Tampa Bay. It's not like he has Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Rob Gronkowski, and Antonio Brown to throw the ball to. You know what I mean? He's right. Had Mark Andrews, Hollywood Brown, and he's had guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's never really had star wide receivers or anything like that to throw the football to. But I was impressed, though. Like, he wasn't just running. He made a lot of nice throws, I thought, last night, too.
compared to where he was last Monday, Gabe, where he missed a lot of open receivers against the Raiders, this was a better effort. But the history of this Baltimore team, Gabe, since they've come back, well, since they moved from Cleveland to Baltimore, they're a run-first team. They've never been that finesse pass offense style that we always like to see now today's NFL, where Lamar can throw 50 times and has 8 touchdowns out of it. That's not Lamar Jackson's game. What his game and where he's most effective is that if he passes from 20 to 30 attempts per game and he runs probably 10 times a game, that's where he's more effective. But what I worry about Lamar Jackson, as we spoke about back in the summertime, is that if he takes too many hits. Because last year, when you look at his numbers, they went down, but he took a lot of hits in the pocket and also trying to run the football. And given, again, they're depleted at the running back position, I wonder what Greg Roman and John Harbaugh will have him play for him, given that he might have to be that guy that touches it 40 to 50 times running the football or passing it, who knows how much as a ratio. So that's why for Baltimore, they got to protect their crown jewel right now and make sure that he does not get hurt. Because if he gets hurt, Gabe, they go down and they won't make the playoffs without Lamar Jackson in the lineup.
It was a big weekend for the Harbaugh brothers. Big win for John and big win for Jim. Now, I know it was against Northern Illinois, but nevertheless, that's the thing when we talk about Jim Harbaugh. Is if you'll notice, Mo, if Michigan don't blow anybody out or if they lose, you notice how the Jackals come out quickly and attack Harbaugh. You notice when he wins, they're silent, though. It doesn't go both ways, does it? It's amazing. Like, I don't know why Harbaugh is one of those guys like that, that people say, listen, good start, coach. You're 3-0, and you're smoking teams. And they're trying to send that message, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're sending the message that we're for real. We're not, you know what I mean? We're not just going to win these games. We're going to send a message doing it. And they've sent that message. They get Rutgers this week. And it's, you know, obviously it's a winnable game for Michigan, although Rutgers are no pushover with Shiano now. But following that sets up a pretty big game with Wisconsin, and we'll bounce back to the NFL. But, you know, Michigan should be 4-0 going into the Wisconsin game. And then after that, things get interesting. They get Nebraska, et cetera. So some big games coming up for Michigan. But what do you make of the Wisconsin-Notre Dame game this week, early college football game on Saturday?
That's a huge game because Notre Dame has two big games coming up, right? Wisconsin, Cincinnati, back-to-back weeks here. So Notre Dame can put themselves in that firm position of being in the playoff here. And I think that Wisconsin game, you know, even though it's a Shamrock Series game being played in Chicago, Wisconsin could definitely have a home field in that sense, being so close by with their home base in Madison. So the thing, what I want to see from Wisconsin, I think that they were lacking earlier when they lost to Penn State at home. Can they go to their bread and butter of being a run team first, smash mall football with what they've done? I think Coach Christ has to get this, Chris the Big Bone has to get this thing in order, because if they establish a run game against Notre Dame, I think it really makes Notre Dame one-dimensional with their defense. Because, look, they have a new DC now in the Irish's program, and they're still trying to figure things out here. Because you go back to that win over Florida State, FSU could have won that football game had things gone their way in the fourth quarter with a bounce here and there. So that's why I think if Wisconsin can get that ground game established and really smash mouth this Irish defense, they could have a chance to pull off the win in Chicago over the Irish on the weekend.
What did you think of Florida and Alabama? It seems like there's always sort of one team, isn't there? And, you know, I think some people overreact at times. Oh, look, are Alabama vulnerable? But there'll always be sort of the one team that's always, you know, they're not just going to steamroll everybody all the time in the SEC, right? Like it used to be Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M, right? Johnny Manziel gave them problems. Mobile quarterbacks have given Bama problems over the years. Like when I say given problems, means they just don't win by 30 against these teams. LSU have been a thorn in their side at times for a few years there. That was the one. But going back to the Tebow era, obviously, and Urban Meyer, etc., you know, Florida and Bama have always been a big-time rivalry, but it seems like, you know, we saw it last year in the SEC championship game in which Florida put up like 46 and they hung around in that game. And Florida are a younger team this year, and they hung around with Bama. So I think it's just sort of one of these matchup rivalry type of deals that Florida match up well with Bama more so than it is Bama have problems moving forward. What's your opinion on Bama moving forward?
Look, I do like Bama a lot here because, like, when you look at Alabama right now, Florida's given them the closest games in the last, like, 40 games in the SEC when it comes to head-to-head matchups. The thing with Bama, though, that I want to see is that their defense is phenomenal, Gabe. They go too deep now compared to where they were last year. Look, we know about Bryce Young and what he can be as a quarterback, but, like, they're going to enter the teeth of their schedule. Well, they will face Texas A&M in a not-too-far distance. I believe in middle October it is, whatever it is. But the thing with Bama that I want to see also is that receiving core. Because we've seen them churn out NFL receivers the last couple of years. Guys like John Metchie, who can definitely step up and be that guy for them, will be a difference maker for them. And also the running game. Because, look, Alabama, as much as they transformed their offense under Nick Saban, where, Gabe, you remember 10 years ago, they weren't quarterback heavy. Now they are. If that running game can be a factor for them, they'll be a tough out going towards the SEC title game in December.
Man, it's a very interesting top five right now. Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma, and Iowa. Sports Rage continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
How much? $100? $200? $1,000.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late night anger management class. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. Mo Khan kicking it with us. I got an email. I got an email from the Buffalo Bills today, and it said your Super Bowl experience is on sale. And I'm thinking, man, did I just go on some sort of bender or something like that? And did I miss something? Did the Bills make the Super Bowl? Are the Bills in the Super Bowl? And evidently, the Buffalo Bills are pretty optimistic about their Super Bowl chances this year. It's very bizarre. So it's from the Buffalo Bills, but it takes you to an outside link. All right, it takes you to an outside link, and it's the Super Bowl tickets and experiences. All right, so I don't know. I guess the Buffalo Bills have a deal or something with this travel company. But as I stated, that's pretty presumptuous, isn't it? So you beat the Miami Dolphins in Week 2. It's Week 2, Buffalo. And listen, I'm a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan, and even I'm saying, hey, Buffalo, chill out. But I can't lie. It's a very, very glitzy website, and it does make you want to go to the Super Bowl. Join us in the Super Bowl. What is it? Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles. It's the official hospitality provider of the NFL. We offer you official Super Bowl tickets that are guaranteed by the NFL with exclusive experiences included with every ticket, optional hotel accommodations, and much more. All right, so let's see what we got here. All right, so Super Bowl package. Ticket start. Basically, you get in for $5,950. $5,950 will get you into the Super Bowl for this package. And this package includes one official Super Bowl ticket. Access to all the closest pregame parties, bucket list experience, NFL legend appearance. So basically, this part's pretty cool. Post-game field access. That's not bad. Post-game field access. So in which, you know, you get your picture on the field after the Super Bowl with all the confetti on the field. Real cool if your team wins. If your team loses, then, you know, I don't think you really want to take the picture. So basically, you get all those, like, NFL parties. You meet some NFL players. You get to go on the field after the game for essentially $6,000. All right. I like this. What about this? I like this other one better here. What's this one? Official ticket, upper level seating. I wasn't expecting a sideline. Upper level seating, open air pregame party, open bar at the pregame party, and you meet some NFL legends for $5,950. You win, Matthias. We going? It's only $6,000. You win big parlays all the time.
I might just make that.
Yeah, we'll go if your Falcons make it. We'll go, right? let's see if we have a better little better package here. The more, all right. So here for $6,800, official ticket, lower level seating, open air pregame hospitality, premium open bar. See, the other one just says open bar. The other one says open bar and elevated tailgate fare. This one says premium open bar and cuisine. That's $6,800. All right, now let's get into the VIP. All right, here's the VIP one. This one's $13,600. Official ticket. All it says is excellent seating, exclusive pregame hospitality. I got to be honest, for $13,600, I want like Robert Kraft style hospitality. premium open bar. I hope so for $13,000. And L.A.-inspired cuisine. What does that mean? L.A.-inspired cuisine. You got to have a food truck? NHL, NFL legend appearances and photo op. So what? You're telling me for $6,000 you can't take a photo, but for $13,000 you can? All right. There's a couple of more. Oh, yeah. Oh, these, then you got the big ones. So they got a couple of other packages here that they don't put the price for. So basically they're telling you, listen, if you're worried about the price, you shouldn't like be looking at this one. All right, so this one, you get a seat on a 50-yard line, ultra premium in-stadium hospitality, top shelf open bar and cuisine, private headline entertainment. Like I said, unless I'm getting a lap dance from Shakira and Beyonce at the same time, I don't know what kind of headline entertainment you can give me if it's more than $13,000 here. I'm just being real. Like, you know what? For $13,000, I want a Super Bowl ticket, 3 pounds of weed, open bar access, and free lap dance at all strip clubs in the city all week. Like, you've got to offer more. You've got to offer more than like a fish taco. All right, it's not enough. You know, it's just, you know what I'm saying? Excellent seating. Yeah, I hope so. It's $13,000. Excellent. Exclusive pregame hospitality. What does that mean? You know, it's pretty vague for $13,600, isn't it? All right, and okay, so they have one that's called On Location on the 50, limited inventory. Unrivaled access and amenities. So like we said, premier seating on the 50-yard line, ultra-premium in-stadium hospitality, top-shelf open bar and cuisine, private headline entertainment. And then you've got your... And then they raise it up a notch. All right, then they raise it up a notch. Now, I don't know how much this one cost. This is ultra-premium seating, reserve pregame seating, picture with the Vince Lombardi trophy, NFL legend meet and greets, reserve stadium parking. All right. You know what? Okay, now I'm finding some of the details here. What's the show, though? Like, because I don't want to pay all this money. I don't want to pay all this money and then find out it's effing Maroon 5 or something like that. Because, like, all, you know what I'm saying? I'll get kicked out and I'll get banned. And I've been kicked out, and, you know what I mean? Like, it's happened to me before. So, like, I'm already on their list. Yeah, can you imagine? Like, you got to tell me who the entertainment is. Like, if I'm dropping six and seven dimes and stuff, like, I need to know. Am I getting Avenged Sevenfold? Am I getting Green Day? Am I getting Offspring? Am I getting, like, what am I getting here? Or am I getting, like, the Dave Matthews Band? What am I getting? Am I getting Drake or Maroon 5? Because, you know, I'm not paying $7,000 to watch Maroon 5. I wouldn't pay $7 to watch Maroon 5. I wouldn't pay 7 cents. And in fact, I'll give anybody, like, I'll give you $70 right now, like, you know, if I can never hear them again. Fortunately, I don't hear them, so I don't listen to the radio. Just listen to Sports Grid Radio. All right, I'm down. So who's joining us for the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl experience. Basically, though, listen, all this sounds fun and all this. Like I said, if you're a rich dude, hey, why not? Live it up, man. Yeah, Grinch, exactly. Grinch in Arizona says it's going to be like the Black Eyed Peas or something. You know what I mean? And I got nothing against some of these bands, but I don't, you know, I just sort of, I'd be very angry if I was, like, all drunk and I'm at an NFL party and, like, hey, everybody, I'm Adam Levine of Maroon 5. Let's rock and roll. I'd be like, no, let's not. Like, and then I'll probably, like, throw a football at him or something and get kicked out. But the thing is, you can get a Super Bowl ticket for cheaper than this guy's. Because they're charging you for all the extra frills and stuff. Right, they're charging you for, like, the parties and the booze and stuff. You can get a Super Bowl ticket for, like, $3,000, and they're just charging you a couple of extra dimes for all this type of stuff. I wouldn't mind my picture with the Vince Lombardi trophy. Mo Khan rejoins us. Mo, I got an email from the Buffalo Bills telling me to buy my Super Bowl package today, and I was like, man... You know, Mo, you know me, I like to party. And I was thinking, what, did I go on a bender that hard, Morency, that I missed the Bills season and we made the Super Bowl? It's kind of presumptuous, isn't it? 2 weeks in. They're like, buy your Super Bowl package now.
Well, the Pagulas want to make some money, right? Give them the Sabres have lost the money on the other side of the sports venture properties that they have going on for them right now.
The Sabres suck. I don't know how, like, yeah, the Sabres. Honestly... They should just let, like, Sean McDermott, right? Like, honestly, like, they should tell Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, listen, you guys don't know anything about hockey, but we want you to run this franchise. Yeah, and it can't be worse. I remember I went to West Hill High School, Mo, for a couple of years, I should add, before I was asked to leave. Right. In other words, kicked out. But I went to West Hill High School, and their soccer team sucked, Mo. All right? Their soccer team was terrible. And... The soccer coach came to us, everyone that he knew that played hockey, and he said, listen, my team's terrible. He said, it's an embarrassment. And he said, do you guys want to play on the soccer team? And like six of us told him, we don't play soccer. Like, you know what I mean? We can't be worse than, like, you know what I mean? We're not going to be better than the guys you have now. And he's like, oh, you can't be worse type of thing. And we were way better. So sometimes you don't need things. We actually went to the finals and stuff. It was pretty crazy. We were actually better just on instinct than these losers that they had. But sometimes I think it's good to shake it up. What's the most, like, who's your favorite team, Mo? Like, growing up, who's your favorite NFL team?
It's the Raiders, but
that's what I thought.
Gruden's taken over. Yeah, since Gruden took over 2.0, it might take away the start this year. I mean, he's been discombobulated with the Raiders in terms of how he's made it old school again, trading Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper, and the return value being very minimal with the draft picks that they have in Farrell, Abram in particular. So this is a team that's gone, you know, backwards multiple times, but that's the Raider mystique, that they'll never win, but they'll still have that following, whether they play in Vegas, L.A., Oakland, or points in between. They'll always have that rabbit in that maze that will support them.
They're the one team that can move from city to city and the fans still like them. Whatever. I just sort of look at like the West Coast on them. You know what I mean? It's like California, Nevada, whatever. I just sort of look at it like that. How much would you pay to get into a Super Bowl if like the Raiders made the Super Bowl?
You know, okay, so Gabe, long story short, 2 years ago, Liverpool FC is my favorite European soccer team.
Yeah.
And so I went, it was the last day of the year, and they almost won the championship, and they lost by a single point to Man City at the end of the day. I paid, and I didn't care how much I paid, for a main stand third deck ticket, I paid $200 Canadian. So it was worth it.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it was worth it.
You have to fly there. You know, hold on, Mo. Yeah. More on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Mo. Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morency. You know, normally Super Bowl tickets are hard to get and stuff. And I'm wondering, and it's like, oh, yeah, they have this massive stadium. So they're already, they don't want to take any chances. I bet you every team sent out, like, emails today to people. Normally it's like, oh, join the lottery and stuff. Now it's like, hey, you want to buy a ticket? You know what I mean? It's funny. New era, you got that large-ass stadium. They don't want to have one empty seat. So they're already beginning to try to sell these tickets. Time goes by fast, though, guys. Next thing you know, the Super Bowl is going to be here. Mo Conwood is just for another couple more minutes. So, Mo, your Raiders. It is amazing because I said last week that Gruden's a terrible coach. But I bet on them. And they won against the Ravens. And then they win again. And I got people, oh, Marinci, you said he was a terrible coach. I don't know if it's a terrible coach is the right word. And it's amazing to me, Mo, that you look. Somehow the Raiders, the last 2 years, are the only team in NFL history to draft a player in the third round that never took a snap for them. like they've screwed up their draft. Like, Mayock and Gruden have been a disaster together. They screw up everything they touch, yet they're winning games. They're winning games, Mo. And their defensive line looks good. Derek Carr looks good. Waller's a stud, and Ruggs is starting to make some plays now. Is Ruggs ready to break out, do you think?
Not yet. Again, Henry Ruggs is still trying to master a route tree at the NFL level. Again, I still believe he was the fourth or fifth best receiver from his draft class from 2 years ago now. And the fact that, look, for Derek Carr, he's the reason why this team is being where they are at 2-0, because he's making these guys beyond Darren Waller look like all pros. But the question that will come up for this team, and you brought up the defense, will be their O-line. Because this O-line had a transition of going from being one of the more best paid O-lines in the NFL to now having a lot of young faces occupying key positions. Can this O-line play in gel as a unit?
We got 5 seconds, Mo.
Schedule? So we'll see
Raiders,
what next time.
Raiders, Dolphins, who you got?
Miami.
Oh, Miami. Oh, Mo Conn.